Hey, everybody, it's Murphy Houston here on Cozy 101.1 with some unbelievable inside-the-loop entertainment information about our favorite show coming back to Colorado. That would be Cirque du Soleil. They're going to be back in Colorado in Loveland, the Budweiser Event Center, August 26th to the 28th. The Broadmoor World Arena in the Springs, September 1st to 4th. And, the Ball Arena, September 8th to 11th, with a brand new show called OVO. And to talk about it with me is Janie Mallett. Janie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm good. And Janie, you're with Cirque du Soleil, and we get so excited when they are coming back to Colorado because the entertainment level you bring to our state is phenomenal, and I'm sure OVO is no exception.
I would think that you're right. You know, we work really hard to give you the best possible experience for everyone in the family, really, when you come to see the show.
Well, we love it here in Colorado. I've seen every show you guys have come to town with, had a chance to MC a couple. It's very exciting. But let's talk about the new show, OVO. What's it all about?
Well, you know, if you've seen Cirque du Soleil, like you seem to be a real hardcore fan. That's great to know. You know that it's a show that will really get to all of your senses, right? We go across the world to find the best acrobats. So, of course, it's high-level acrobatics, but it's also a lot more than that. It's live music. It's video projections on stage, covering the entire stage. It's, for starters, a massive production. We travel with 20 semi-trucks, and there's definitely that very encompassing, immersive experience. What sets us apart with OVO is that we're based on insects. So,
wow.
The show really, OVO means egg in Portuguese because the show creator, Deborah Cocker, is from Brazil. So you'll definitely find that, you know, that Brazilian touch in a few places, one being the music. You'll hear a bit of bossa nova in very warm tones, but the other being the colorful insects. So we have 52 artists on stage, and they're all bugs. They're all insects. There's scarabs and crickets and butterflies, and they really were using them in a creative way because they're just meant to be an inspiration of insects. So, for example, our butterflies, they're aerial straps artists, so they fly above the stage. The crickets, they're tumblers and trampolinists, so they're bouncing around everywhere.
Wow.
So you definitely have a feast for the senses.
It's very exciting. And you know what I like, too, about Cirque du Soleil and OVO, I'm sure will be no exception. There's always kind of a theme or a story to what's going on, isn't there?
Yes, that's true. So we do have three clowns that will kind of weave the story through the acrobatic acts. And they're funny, of course, and they're full of character. And the show actually starts with our blue fly, who's our Voyager, and he's coming in with this huge egg on his back. He's like backpacking, and he comes across this new colony of insects. And that's really the story, what it's about. It's how they both, you know, him and the different species of insects, how they will interact and how they, some of them are skeptical and some are, you know, not really wanting to accept him. And there's a whole story with our beautiful ladybug, love story there, friendship stories. So that's the story that will be woven through the show, and with lots of different emotions and lots of different comical moments. And of course, all the acrobatic acts are through and add colors and add different emotions to the entire experience.
Well, and you always pull in the audience. You know, we always take grandkids for my wife and I, and they're just like part of it because you just draw the people in. It's magic.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad you're saying that because I think there's so much attention to detail that hopefully people maybe don't really realize, but that really that's the goal, is to bring you an experience that will pull you into the ecosystem of OVO for this instance, and that will make you forget your worries at home. We really want to bring you in on this journey with us. Some of the details, you know, the costumes, they're just incredible. When you look at bugs, the costumes are so colorful and so much attention to detail. There's over 1,000 pieces of costumes in each show that we make. On Saturdays when we have two shows, that's over 1,000 pieces of costumes times two. There's live musicians on stage, a live singer, a 7-piece band. So there's just like so much that we kind of put in so that we hope that we'll take you on this trip with our backpacker fly that's going on this trip as well.
I can't wait for it. OVO from Cirque du Soleil into our state, starting in Loveland, August 26th through the 28th, the spring, September 1st through the 4th, and right back here in Denver at Ball Arena, September 8th through the 11th. Can we get tickets now, Janie?
Absolutely. And you're right. You were talking about grandkids and grandparents. It's a show, all of our shows usually work really well, but this show really is accessible and works really well with the entire family. We've had kids multiple times that are 2-3 years old and they're laughing and it's so colorful that they get mesmerized. And then there's like grandparents and friends. Sure. And it really is just a great evening. Go to CirqueDuSoleil.com/OVO. That's O-V-O. And all the details are there. The tickets are on sale now. And you can grab them for when we come in because, end of August, September, it's coming in fast. And we can't wait to see you.
Exactly. Well, Janie Mallett, thanks for sharing. And are you coming to Denver? Am I going to see you here?
Oh, absolutely. I'm on tour full time with everybody else. We're 100.
All right.
People, that's the big OVO family coming to you in Colorado.
Well, we'll see you in Denver when you get to town here. Thank you for going on Cozy 101.1, and congratulations on another great show.
Thank you so much. We can't wait. Thanks for having me.